If you have your Bible this morning, John chapter number 6, John chapter number 6 and verse 22, the Bible says, "The day following when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there save that one wherein his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after the Lord had given thanks. And when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? And Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Jesus answered, said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but your Father giveth you the bread, the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And he said unto them, I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believe on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will, and this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I shall lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God be my help, just a few moments, if you'll help us, on this thought, coming to Jesus. Coming to Jesus. It makes a big difference in our life when we come to the Lord. We see in this story, as the Lord lays it out, we see the Lord was a teaching. We know that He had fed the multitudes here as they come to Him, and then He took the disciples and they loaded in a boat and went to the other side. And the people come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the multitudes, people coming to Him. But they was coming to Him for the wrong reason. We got to be careful this morning that we don't come to the Lord for the wrong reason. Amen. They come to, you say, what the wrong reason? They come to Him just to meet that physical need. If we ain't careful, we're continually asking the Lord to supply us and give us our physical need, but we don't realize that we need to be fed spiritually as well. Amen. The Bible shows us here, that teaches us this. We know that we're a needy people. We need lots of stuff. Amen. Some of us are more needy than others. But we all have needs that we need, the things that we need. And God's able to supply all our needs according to His righteousness. Amen. What's right according to Him. And we know that this morning, praise God, and we thank the Lord for that. And we see the Lord as He's there, and we notice He was a compassionate Savior. If you look at the beginning of chapter 6, the Lord is there, and great, the Bible says, verse number 2, that great multitudes are following Him. Amen. They're following Him because they saw His miracles, which He did to those that were diseased. And so they're following Him because of the miracles they saw that He had done to those that were diseased. And when He looks up again in verse number 5, and He sees, lifting up His eyes, and He saw a great company come to Him. And He does this. He asks Philip, He said, hey, listen, He said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? So He asked Philip, He said, hey, listen, where are we going to get enough bread to feed all these folks? Where are we going to get enough to take care of this great multitude? Amen. We see Him ask the question because He realized that there was a physical need. I want to say God will only supply our spiritual need. He'll supply our physical need. I can look around the room today and I don't think I see anybody that looks like you're starving to death. Amen? I think all of us are well fed and well nurtured. Nutrition, we're not lacking on that. If anything, we're overfed. Amen? God has blessed us. Boy, we ought to just jump up and shout and say, thank you, Lord. Because we are a blessed people. Amen. Praise God. And we thank Him for that. But we see this as they begin to look for Him and they begin to search for the Lord. And the Bible says if we'll search for Him early, we'll find Him. Amen. We need to start looking for Him early. You say, when do we need to start looking? From the time you get up to the time you pillow your head. We need to be looking for the Lord. If we start looking for Him, amen, as soon as we open our eyes in the morning, before we ever got out of bed, just have a little talk with Him, you'll be amazed how different your day will be. When you start walking with Jesus every day. Amen. He makes the difference. Praise God. We could talk to Him. You know that He's there to listen. Amen. When grumpy don't want to hear because they don't do mornings. Amen. The Lord is there and He'll hear, praise God, and He'll hear you and He'll talk to you. He'll love on you and He'll acknowledge you. Praise God. I'm thankful it's that way. I'm glad that the Lord hears me and answers my prayer. So we see that physical need, and they find the Lord, and they begin to seek to Him. And He said, well, the reason that you're seeking me is because the loaves of fishes. And it's because of that, the material stuff that we was able to provide for you. He says in verse 26, that Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. And now he said you didn't see the miracles. In other words, what he was saying here, he said you didn't see the signs of the Messiahship. He didn't see the signs of godliness. You didn't see the signs that God said for you to look for when the Messiah come or when God from heaven come. He said you're just looking for what you could fill your belly with. I want to say there's something that's more important this morning than our belly. Hey, something, and it's called the spirit man. It's called our soul, praise God, that lives in us. That eternal soul that we have is more important than this flesh which we live. Amen. This flesh will die and go back to dust from which it come. But I'm glad that our eternal soul, praise God, that God has given us, it'll live forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. These two places it'll live, either in heaven or hell. And I'm glad this morning that God give us the ability to feed our soul from the bountiful supply of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, you wasn't looking to see me. Because if you were looking to me, you'd realize not only could I fill you physically, but praise God, I could fill you spiritually. I could satisfy your soul, that inward desire and that inward longing that we have. Everybody knows that there's something that's missing, something that needs to be there, something that we're lacking in the day and hour that we live. And that's the Spirit of God moving in our hearts again. That life, praise God, from the dead, that God Almighty gives us. And the only way to get it, only way to be partaker of it, is just through the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him come into our heart and that allowing Him to be the Lord of our life. He said, you're missing the whole point. It's not about what I can give you physically. He said, but it's about that spiritual feeding that I have for you. He said, I can feel you, praise God, in a way that you've never known before. We ever get a hold of that? It ever becomes part of your life. It changes your life forever. Amen. Praise God. He said, you labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? He said, they said, listen, what do we got to do that we be pleasing to God? It's basically what they was asking. What I got to do to satisfy the Lord? He said, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He hath sent. Amen. It was so obvious. It was as obvious as the nose on our face. But so many times we miss the obvious. We're trying to look for something bigger. Amen. But God Almighty, the work of God is to believe on the one that He sent. And He done told them time and multitudes of times that He was sent from the Father, that He had came unto them. And then they answered Him. They said, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee. And what dost thou work? And then I say, he's already told him. He said, you've seen the work. You've seen what I've done. He said, I've healed the sick. I've fed the hungry. Amen. Took just a few morsels, praise God, and fed a multitude of people. He said, I took 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Amen. And fed all the multitudes of those people. What more do you need to see? Praise God. I tell you what, if Brother Bill takes and we're out on a fishing trip, and there's a whole bunch of us, and he takes a couple of sardines and a couple of pieces of bread, and he breaks them up, and he feeds us and the whole community. Praise God. I'm going to have a great respect for Brother Bill. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord took it. He took those few little old things, praise God, and he fed thousands. Praise the Lord. That's what he does. Amen. And they looked at him and said, what are you going to show us? And then he says this to them. He said, our fathers did eat manna. They said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, we gave them bread from heaven to eat. Amen. And they're talking about that manna that God gave them in Exodus chapter 16. How that they got out and they come out of Egypt. They was hungry and they needed something. So God Almighty opened up the heavens. And every morning, praise God, is to do on the grace. The manna would fall. And they said, what is it? He said, it's manna. What is it? That's what it means. What is it? It's just come from God. They couldn't explain it. They couldn't analyze it. But praise God, it was just something that God Almighty had gave to the Jew on purpose. Now, I want you to know, it just come to those that God had chose. He gave it to those Jews on purpose. Every day, praise God, God would provide, and he told them, he was showing them. It was a sign to the Jew. Every day, God said, I'm going to take care of you. Amen. That's what he does. That physical life, praise God, is what he gives. But praise God, I'm glad there's a Savior from heaven. And Jesus says this in verse 32. Then Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Amen. You say, preacher, we got life. We're living. Yeah, we're living zombies. Amen. We need spiritual life. Praise God that we could live forever in the presence of a holy God. Praise God. They said, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I'm glad, praise God, I satisfied my hunger one night in 1976 on a March night. Praise God, I was hungry for something. I didn't know what it was. God Almighty come to my heart, and he let me know that I was lost, in a lost condition, and I needed something. Praise God, I'm glad that Jesus Christ come to my life. Praise God, he filled that loss, that desire. He filled that hunger up. Glory to God. God, I've never hungered no more since, because there's something that satisfies my soul, and it's Jesus Christ, my Savior. And not only was he that bread alive, but he was alive, praise God, of breath. Amen. Praise God. He began to touch the soul, and he began to help. He said, those that believeth him never hunger, and those that believeth on him, that cometh him, shall never hunger. Them that believeth on him shall never thirst. Praise God. You say, how do you get that? He said, first thing you got to do is you got to come to him. Praise God. You got to realize who he is. See, there was a multitude, praise God, that were asking. There was a multitude that was following the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of that. They was following him. They was serving. They was doing, but they was there because of what they could get. That physical stuff. Amen. I'm glad God can supply that. But praise God, I'm glad that's that life. Praise God, it's beyond physical. Amen. I'm glad that's that spiritual life. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He gives us that spiritual life. That life, that new life within us, praise God. He said we were dead in our trespasses and sins, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ, he died for their sins according to the Scriptures, and rose up victorious 3 days later according to the Scriptures. Praise God, we can have that spiritual life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Just as he's alive and sitting at the right hand of the Father this morning, you and I are alive also in him. He gives us new life. Amen. I'm not dead no more. Praise God. I'm going to live forever. Amen. If you're one of my brothers and sisters, praise God, you're going to have to put up with me through eternity. Amen. Praise God. We just have to learn to love each other. Because we're going to be with each other forever in heaven. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be with our Lord and Savior. We're going to be together. We're going to live a life, praise God, with Him throughout eternity. Praise His name. Amen. He said, we don't just need to follow the crowd. He said, I believe in this great multitude. I believe in this multitude. I think there's a whole lot of people who's just following the crowd. But praise God, I want to be one of those that follows Jesus. I want to be one of the ones that follows the Lord, praise God, because He'll take me, praise God, into that place and time of refreshing. Bless His name. Amen. Glory to God. But the Lord said, but the Lord tells him, praise God, He said, I am that life. Amen. He said, but I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father hath given me shall come to me. Amen. And I, and him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Amen. We're preaching this morning on coming to Jesus. Coming to the Lord. But why don't people want to come to the Lord? Can it be that we're spoiled? That God has been so good to us, church, that we're so spoiled that we don't think we need Him the more? It's a sorry situation, sorry state when we think that we don't need Him. You try making it by yourself and we see what happens. You know and I know we can't make it without Him. Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. I believe it. Amen. How many of us have tried to do without Him? How many of us have tried to make it on our own, praise God, and we fall on our face and there's nobody to catch us? But Jesus said, and we talked about this Wednesday night, that we're too weak to resist, amen, in this world within the flesh. We're too weak to overcome the obstacles that we face. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, God, we talked about those two men. Amen. Remember those two men we talked about Wednesday night? That one, praise God, that says, I'm able, praise God, and he falls. But the one that bows his head, thumps his chest, said, you know how I am. I'm not weak. I'm not substantial within myself. But I found out in Isaiah 41 that I looked to hills for to come my help. I looked to the Lord God Almighty. I looked to Jesus Christ. And God come down in verse 13 of Isaiah 41. He said, you know what? I'll be your strength. If you'll let me, I'll take you by the hand. Praise God. And we'll go through the, amen, glory, hallelujah. We'll go through this journey together. I used me as an example Wednesday night. She come up and I got her by her hand and I was taking her through here. Just leading her around. She was going wherever I went, she went. And I asked her, I said, Mia, where are you going? She said, I'm going wherever you go, Papa. Amen, praise God. That's what God said. He said, if you'll let me, you'll trust me, you'll believe on me, praise God, I'll get you by your hand, I'll lead you through, glory to God. He said, we'll come out on the other side, we'll just shout her out. Amen. He said, I'll help you along the way. But you know what we do? We make excuses, don't we? Everybody's got excuses. I got to thinking about some of the excuses that we use. Now the Bible says here in verse 37, he said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen? He said, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. But praise God, we make excuses. I've heard them all. They say, well, preacher, you know, I'd get right with God. I'd come, but I've just been too mean. Brother Jeff, I've just been so mean and so ornery that God won't take me. I don't believe God would have me. The Bible doesn't say, and him that cometh to me and is not mean and ornery, I will no wise cast out. Amen. It doesn't say that. He said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It don't matter how mean you've been. It don't matter how ornery you are. Praise God. God said, you know, you can't, we want to take a pig and we want to wash it up on the inside, on the outside, but the inside's still rotten. Amen. You can take a pig and clean him up on the outside, put a bow on him and make him look pretty. But he's still a pig on the inside. Amen. But God said, what I want to do, I want to clean you up on the inside, praise God, and then the outside will look better. We got to get cleaned up on the inside first. We get clean on the inside, then the outside will start changing. Amen. Praise God. The clothes you wear will be less revealing. Amen. The things you do, praise God, will be less deceiving. Amen. The habits that you have, praise God, will be more Godward. Amen? Praise God. God begins. But they say, well, preacher, I'm just too mean. He didn't say if you're too mean, praise God, you couldn't come to him. And then I even had one guy tell me one time, he said, preacher, I can't come. I believe I'm possessed with the devil. So I got a devil in me. Don't we all? Amen? Don't we all? Praise God. The devil, praise God, he's that force within us, praise God, listen, it doesn't say that if you don't have a devil, he said he didn't say him that cometh to me and isn't possessed with the devil, I will no wise cast out. Amen? The devil's real. He's a lot of people that's full of the devil. I mean, I believe that these demonic possession. You say, well, preacher, that was just Old Testament. That was in the New Testament, by the way. Amen. It was during the time of the age of the church. People were these were written in the church age, and people were possessed with devils. Amen. Demons. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's wrong? They talk about a whole lot of mental illness today, and it is because the devil is rampant. It's taking charge and control of people's minds. That's why we got to control our mind. We got to redeeming our mind, praise God. We got to take charge. We got to take them control back, and we got to take responsibility for ourselves. Hello? Amen. A little bit of self-respect, because demons are real. Look over at Luke. Luke chapter number 4. The Bible says in verse 31, said, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath, the Lord. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Imagine that. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Amen. The devil knows who he is. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. I mean, when the devil had torn him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Mark chapter number 1. Mark chapter number 1 and verse 32. The Bible says this, and at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. Amen. And Jesus said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues. Now watch this. Throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. Amen. So you see what takes place here in John chapter number 3. We see God Almighty speaking. We see Lord Jesus Christ. And we see those that are possessed with devils. And we say, well, you know what? Once I shake this devil off, once I get the devil off my back, Lord, I'll come to you. I'll get in. I want to say this morning, on the authority of the Word of God, you are no match for the devil. You'll never get the devil off your back by yourself. But he said, we'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't say once you got rid of the devil. He said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. You get to the Lord, you go to him, you come to him, praise God, you trust in him, and he'll get the devil off your back. He has the power, praise God. But there's others, they'll say, well, preacher, you know, I'm just so hard-hearted. You know, something's happened, and I'm just so bitter in my heart. I could never come to the Lord. I could never come to him because he said, my heart is like a millstone. I just couldn't come. The Bible doesn't say him that hath a tender heart cometh. Him that cometh me with a tender heart, I will no wise cast out. It doesn't say that. It said, him that cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. When we come to Him with that old hard, calloused heart, we believe on Him, praise God, He takes and He begins to work out that old calloused heart. He begins to soften your heart. He begins to tenderize your heart. See, we've got this thing upside down sideways. Amen. We gotta come to Him, come to Jesus, praise God, and He begins to change us Himself. I think I'll just sign up, let Him change me the way He wants me to be. Amen. I've tried it for a long time to be what I thought I needed to be. Hello? And it ain't worked out too well. But praise God, Jesus Christ, my Savior, come in my heart. Praise God, He began to work, and He's working on me every day. We talk in Sunday school, it's a continual thing. Amen. It's continual. He's continually changing, molding us, making us, pointing us, and pushing us, showing us the right way so we can be more like Him. Amen. Praise God. It's not about that old hard heart that we think we got. We know, you know, it's good to know that you got a hard heart. Amen. It's not good to know that there's bitterness in you. Because we know that we can come to Lord Jesus Christ, and He who loves all, praise God, can help us to love one another. Amen. That's what He does. It's not only those that are possessed, not only those hard hearts, but what about those that don't have a desire? You know, say, well, preacher, I ain't got no desire to come to the Lord. Wouldn't be no use. It does not say, him that cometh me with a desire, I will in no wise cast out. It doesn't say that. I mean, it doesn't say you have to have a desire to come to Him. He said, praise God, when you acknowledge and you realize that you need some help and you come to Him, praise God, even without a desire to, He said, I'll not cast you out. In other words, what He's saying, He said, I'll receive you. Amen. Coming to Jesus, praise God, it's a simple thing, young'uns. It's not about the, praise God, the food. It's not about the things that we have and He can give us, praise God, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He does for us. Amen. Bless His name. Him that cometh me, I'll no wise cast out. They say, well, preacher, this is one of my favorite ones. They say, well, preacher, I don't know if I know the right way to come. I want to say this morning, there is no wrong way to come to Jesus. Amen. There's no wrong way to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We just come to Him. We believe on Him. We trust. We realize, praise God, that we need some help. God, hey, listen, let me tell you, when you realize that, it's not the devil that tells you that. The devil will never tell you that you need some help from the Lord. Amen. He'll never tell you that. He'll never reveal that to you. What the devil will tell you, he'll tell you that you're okay. You're all right. Everybody else is doing it. Look around. There's a whole lot of people just like you. That's the biggest lie of the devil. And the biggest lie that he can tell, he said, hey, just wait. Everything will be okay. Yeah, he wants you to wait, praise God, where you'll die and go to hell lost without God, without any hope. Amen. He'll never tell you the truth. He's a deceiver and a father of lies. But Jesus said, come unto me, all those that come unto me. Come unto me. Come into the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, the way to come to Him is just come from a humble heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's all we have to do is just come. There's no right way, no wrong way. Just come, praise God. When the Holy Ghost, God, when God says, hey, look, you need some help, just come to the Lord. That's where help is. It's old-fashioned altar prayer. We said in Sunday school, the reason the churches ain't growing, the reason the churches ain't spiritual like it used to be, the reason they ain't on fire for the Lord like it used to be, is because we forget to use the altar. It's a place where we can come and say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Obviously, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we can come to a place before Him, amen, when we come to Him. That's what we're doing. Praise His name. There's a lot of people say, well, preacher, you know, I just really don't care if I come or not. Amen. It doesn't say, amen, that him that cometh to me and cares whether he comes or not, I will no wise cast out. Amen. He said, if you come to me, I'll put caring in your heart. He said, I'll change your attitude. I'll change your focus. I'll give you a direction to go. I'll encourage you to be encouragers to others. Amen. So many excuses that we can use not to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. not to make Him our Lord and our Savior, the keeper of our souls. But the Lord has the answers. You know, he had talked to Philip. He had asked him about, from whence can whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Talking about the multitude. But he already had the answer. He already knew what he'd do. Verse number 6, he said, this he said to prove him. In other words, just a test. It was only a test. For he himself knew what he would do. The Lord knew what he would do. And the Lord knows what he'll do for you and what he'll do for me. He knows what's needed. Amen. He knows exactly what to do for you. Amen. Even right now. He said if we'll just trust Jesus, if we'll trust the Lord, if we'll come unto Him, children, if we'll come to the Lord, if you'll come to the Lord, if you'll come. Now that means to come. When he says, him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. That word come means to come and keep coming. That's just like we talked in Sunday school. That word cleanseth, it means to cleanse and keep cleansing. This word cometh means to come and keep coming. Amen. Day by day. Every day. Amen. Because we know our sinful nature. We know how we are, right? Amen. We need to come and just keep coming. Because of our sinful habits. Anybody got any sinful habits? Amen. Because of our sinful habits. Therefore, we just come to the Lord and we keep coming, praise God, till He takes these things away, He gets rid of, and we realize that Jesus is more important than our sinful habits. They're more important than our sinful nature.
Amen.
We keep coming to Him because of our sinful conversation. Amen. Our speaking. The things we say, the ridicule, the things that we come out of our mouth. And we know how we are, right? And so we keep coming to Him and coming every day by day by day because we know that He's there and He can change us. He can help us. Amen. We keep coming to Him because we have needs. Amen. Every one of us have needs. And we keep coming. The Bible says we just keep coming to Lord Jesus Christ, bringing our needs to Him. He said, bringing our supplications before the Lord. Paul said to pray without ceasing. We come to Him because we have anxiety. Amen. There's anxiety in the world today, ain't they? I mean, it's an anxious time. We don't have a clue what's going to happen, right? Wrong. We know what's going to happen. The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse and in the end. And He said there's going to be a shout and a trumpet to come up hither, and the Lord's going to take His folks out of here. We're going to go home to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. That's a hope. That's a promise. That's what we have. Amen. But when we have needs and when we're anxious, praise God, when we begin to worry, amen. Now the Bible says that it's a sin to worry. We're not supposed to worry. But because of our anxiety, amen, we become fretful. Amen. But when we're anxious and we become fretful, He said we need to come to the Lord. We need to bring it to Jesus. Talk to Him more. He knows where we're at. So we begin to bring it to Him. We come to Him. Amen. Most of all, praise God, we come to the Lord Jesus Christ when we have lost loved ones. When we have lost loved ones, it's out there in the world, they're lost without God, they've never been saved, they've never been born again. They've never come to realization that they're a sinner and they need a Savior. And that Savior was Jesus Christ the Lord who died on the cross of Calvary, rose up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. That through Him, we might be saved. Praise God. Jesus said in verse 38, He said, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which He hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up in the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life." Amen. We come to Him and we keep coming to Him because we know that through Him and Him only we have everlasting life. Praise God. And we want to have that. Praise God. We want to see our loved ones. If you have lost loved ones, praise God, we need to come to Him. And we need to keep coming to Him, keep coming to Him. Amen. Until we see them saved. He said, "Well, preacher, you think He'll save them?" Absolutely. I believe with every fiber of my being that if we'll just keep lifting up each other and keep praying Amen. We'll see God save old sinners. Amen. But we just got to keep coming to Him. It says, come unto me. They praise God. He said, he that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. What we need to do, we just need to come to Jesus and keep coming to Jesus and come to Jesus and come to Jesus and come to Jesus till one day, in a little while, Brother Chris, we come to Jesus. Amen. We just show up in glory. Oh, what a day that'll be. The Bible said, Jesus said that those that believe on Him will not see death. But praise God, we'll be raised up in the newness of life and everlasting life. That means we'll go through trials and troubles and hardships here. But one day, praise God, we'll pass out of this realm of life into life eternal. We'll go to sleep, we'll shut our eyes here. In the moment, twinkling eye, we'll wake up glory in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And we'll be with Him forever. The Creator, Sustainer of the universe. Bless His holy name. And we can say when we get there, praise God, I just kept coming to Jesus till I came to Jesus. Amen.